mind for free, are you?
Daventry scolded.
We spent half the summer building it, and on good faith. Good faith and 20 pieces of gold already,
Bruner reminded.
And no, don't ye fear, I ain't for putting the whole of it in me head. Now move aside, for there's one or two things that'll tell me the truth of it, and when I see them where they should be, ye'll get your coin.
Daventry looked to Vestra, who nodded. He slid back from over the map. Bruner noted immediately the rocky dell, and how that sent his thoughts careening back through the years. Drizden Dahlia had fought a rear-guard action there against Ashmedai zealots, while Bruner, Athragate, and Jarlaxle, an unlikely trio, had found the veil in a cave that had led them to the Underdark and Gauntlegrim. The dwarf's scan of the map widened. It all seemed to fit together properly.
"Ye found the stony ravine," he said.
"Aye,"
Daventry replied.
"And what was beyond it to the east?"
Daventry looked at him curiously, then glanced at Whisper, who pointed to the map.
"A wide dell,"
Vestra answered.
"Full of rocks?"
"Aye, and full of caves."
Bruner nodded and couldn't contain his grin. His scouts had succeeded. They had found the entrance to Gauntlegrim. He reached into his pouch and pulled forth a handful of assorted coins and sifted through them, counting out 20 pieces of gold, which was, in truth, the vast majority of his wealth. Indeed, when he removed the payment, he had only one remaining gold piece in his pouch, along with a handful of silver and coppers. He reached forth toward Daventry, who moved to take the coins, but Bruner didn't immediately let go. He locked stares with the man, weighing his options here, then offered,
"More for ye, if ye take me there."
He handed the coins to the man, then glanced at all three alternately.
"Take you there and leave you?"
Vestra asked. Bruner considered the possibilities before him. The journey to the caves might be perilous, and the journey into the Underdark even more so. Did he dare reveal the entrance to wondrous Gauntlegrim to these three? He smiled and nodded as he considered the ghosts within the ancient city. Stokely Silverstream might even be in there now, he mused, along with 100 dwarves from Icewind Dale, though none in Mithril Hall had known anything of Gauntlegrim other than the old tale of a battle when Bruner had inquired of it in his time there. Still, the dwarf understood that many had crossed into the place, no doubt. The Ashmedai zealots knew of it surely, as did Stokely and his boys.
"Mayhaps," he answered Vestra. "Or follow me into the tunnels. You'll find the journey worth your time, don't ye doubt."
50 gold to take you," said Daventry.
"You'll get 10 and not a copper more,"
Bruner replied, and he wished that he actually had 10 to give. He couldn't wait for the next 10-day and next payday to pass, though.
20 or nothing,"
said Daventry. Bruner shrugged and retrieved the purchased map, rolling it back into the scroll tube and tucking it away inside his vest.
"Then nothing,"
he said, and he turned and walked out.
10, then,"
Daventry called after him. Bruner didn't turn around.
"Northwest gate at sunrise,"
he said. Then he departed. He had to find Durham Shaw, captain of the wall, and resign his commission. His time in Neverwinter was at its end, with Gauntlegrim before him and Mithril Hall after that. King Bruner Battlehammer had a war to fight. The night breeze carried on it the unmistakable chill of late summer, a reminder to Bruner that his window for traveling back to the Silver Marches was quickly closing. He wondered if he might go to Baldur's Gate or Waterdeep instead, and employ a wizard to use a teleportation spell upon him. Or perhaps he could find a powerful enchantress to make him a flying chariot of living fire. The dwarf shook his head at the notion, remembering all too well the last time he had tried something like that.
"Well, are you to share your insights, or will you just sit there grumbling the rest of the evening?"
Vestra asked.
"Eh?"
Bruner replied, caught by surprise, so deep was he in contemplation. He looked around at the campfire and the two sitting across from him.
"Where's the little rat, then?"
"Scouting the road ahead,"
Daventry replied.
"Whisper thinks there's a quicker way to the Valley of Caves," added Vestra.
How much quicker?
Bruner replied.
Getting a bit anxious, are you?
Asked Daventry.
Our pay's the same, whether it's a 10-day or a 2-day.
I got me a long road ahead,
Bruner replied quietly.
And when we find what we're looking for, you come to understand. You might even be wanting to go along on me next journey.
He nodded as he spoke, working through the possibilities. If he could get to Mirabar, some 200 miles to the north, but along well-marked and fairly stable roads, he would find allies, powerful ones, including a sizable number of dwarves. Once he revealed his true identity to them, the winter's snows wouldn't stop them in crossing the Lurkwood to Mithril Hall.
I'm here for your coin and nothing more,
Daventry reminded, in a tone that was also reminding Bruner that he didn't much care for this aggressive lout. But the dwarf quickly suppressed his personal feelings toward the man. The mission was more important. He was alone out here, other than these three, and good help was hard to find in these wild lands.
I'm betting you'll be changing your mind,
he replied, but casually, and with a wide grin.
But if not, then know that me coin's more than ye could e'er carry.
Quite a hint, Vestra remarked.
Get me to the Valley of the Caves, and follow me down a tunnel for a couple of days, and ye'll understand, elf.
Bruner replied, nodding.
Down a tunnel?
Vestra replied, seeming none too thrilled with the prospect.
Didn't sign up for any of that,
Daventry remarked. Bruner merely closed his eyes, smiled, and began to whistle a little tune, mentally reciting the words to the old song. One dwarf sang of lost lands and deep mines and treasures piled high. When he awoke the next morning, he found all three of his companions gathered together, the halfling scraping in the dirt with his dagger.
What did he find?
Bruner asked.
The caves. Today,
Vestra replied. Off they went, cutting around the south side of a hill, then across a wide vale. The flat-topped mountain loomed in the distance to the north, the sight of it taking Bruner back across the years, to the eruption of the volcano and the destruction of Neverwinter. That event was seared into his memory across 2 lifetimes now, and he could picture it again, as if it had happened only the day before. Whisper led them at a great pace. They broke for a very short midday meal and set off again through the forest. Bruner didn't know where they were specifically, for nothing seemed familiar, and he finally grasped it when they came through a line of trees to the southern edge of the rocky valley. Bruner scanned the rim, nodding as he noted, far to the northwest,